Checkmate Show on FUBAR Radio.
So I'm nervous because I'm joined now by the wonderful Anto Sharp. How are you, mate?
Hey, guys.
You all right?
How are we?
I'm all right. Have you ever done YouTube?
I am on YouTube, but what? I haven't really progressed on that side.
So you don't do original content just for YouTube?
Not really, no.
Yet.
Well, that's bloody lucky, because you've come to the right place. Lucky.
Really?
Yeah, because
I've been accepted into this sort of little group.
You might be.
I thought what he was going to say is, like, we've all had music careers, why not just make a boy band now?
Ooh.
Because
that could actually happen.
Ain't nobody wanna steal my girl.
Everybody gonna take her heart away.
Well,
a million in the whole
world. And another one can see
you lost to me.
And scene.
Wait. What? Is that it?
Nah. If anyone out there wants to sign this, then hit us up.
Was it?
What were we called?
YouTube, wasn't it? Is that better than singing?
I don't know. Let's teach him how to be a vlogger, shall
sure.
we?
Sure.
We're going to teach you how to be a vlogger.
Okay.
Because there's a lot of creativity on our social media, not so much YouTube. Are you familiar with many vloggers?
Sadly not, no.
No.
I mean, Facebook, I'm primarily on Facebook, so that's how I sort of know most of the names. But,
right.
Yeah, I would love to be taught, you know?
Okay, right. Well,
learn me.
Well, we will. We'll learn you. There you go.
Oh, thanks.
This is all you need.
Just take them all, yeah?
This is all you need to be YouTube famous.
Oh, okay, so this was a video that went viral by someone.
This is the Chubby Bunny Challenge.
Oh, okay.
You have to put a marshmallow in your mouth and then say Chubby Bunny.
But...
Chubby Bunny.
There's a twist. There's a bloody twist and a turn.
You're not saying Chubby Bunny. What do you reckon you're saying?
Wait. Bubby Bunny.
But you're not saying that.
What do you say a lot?
He can't even say it without one in his mouth, so he's not going to be...
I don't know.
You're going to say... What do you say quite a lot?
Chubby Bunny. Straight in my basket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're going to be doing the straight in my basket challenge.
Oh my god, this is amazing. This is great. I'm actually up for this.
So you have to put a marshmallow in your mouth, say your catchphrase, put another one in your mouth, say your catchphrase.
Okay, so where did the chubby bunny come from?
It just sounds like a funny word to say, doesn't it?
Okay.
That's how much talent is on YouTube.
Yeah.
So I think you'll be aiming for 9.
So should we get into the zone a bit?
Are these in date? They look a bit...
Nah, they're great.
From the corner shop, mate.
No, they're great.
We get a check on the show, I don't.
So without further ado, let's get into our vlogger mode.
All right.
3, 2, 1, high five. Oh, whenever you're ready, baby.
Stuff your face.
Go.
Straight in the mouth, yeah?
Straight in the mouth.
So. One.
Say it.
No.
Say
it.
Oh. The rules weren't simplified. Straight in my basket.
Ooh.
Straight in my basket.
Quit the chewing. No chewing.
A bit chewing.
You are chewing.
All right. Straight in my basket.
Oh.
Four.
Straight in my basket.
Oh, that's five.
Straight in my basket.
Oh. Go on.
Six.
Straight in my basket.
Oh, he's got three more to get the record.
Can
Go on. So he's chewing.
It looks a little bit like he's swallowing it.
Yeah, it's fine. I'm on gullet watch. There's nothing gone down there.
Okay.
Straight in my basket.
That's seven.
Rude gullet.
Oh. Eight.
Can we go for the record?
Kenny, spit him out because it's making me gag looking at him.
I don't know what this is with.
Go on, you spit in your
tissues. I want to watch him spit it out.
Go on.
That was so visual. Right, so now, do you know why you're here, Anto?
Apparently I'm going to be interrogated.
You are. This is viral interrogation.
It's viral interrogation.
Interrogation.
I'm already scared from that ginger moustache.
Oh, get off it.
There's
get
nothing
off my case.
Wrong with gingers, all right?
All right. I'm only 50%.
And I'm apparently 100. It's fine.
100%.
So we're going to... You're a viral star. So, yeah, you are. Mm. All right.
Stop it. This is an interrogation. You're trying to flirt.
So we're going to interrogate you. So without further ado, Nozza... Oh, no, we should explain the rules, maybe.
Maybe.
You have to answer these quick, fast. You can't stutter.
Oh,
all right?
Sugar.
You
sugar
can
me
say
timbers.
Pass, but for every pass you give, you're going to get a mark against your name.
Okay.
And you want to be top of this leaderboard as well.
Yeah, of course I do.
Right, so without further ado, PC Nozza.
You ready?
I'm ready, mate.
State your full name.
Anto Sharp.
Oh, God, I already don't like you. Did you make that up, did you?
No, I didn't know.
You got many followers online, have you?
Yeah, loads, yeah.
Did you nick them off Jack Jones?
No, he nicked them off me.
We saw you bang your head once online.
Yeah.
Did that proper fucking hurt?
It fucking proper hurt.
Look tasty. Did you get a shiner, did ya?
A proper shiner.
You ever broke a bone, Sharp?
Never, mate.
But you've broken a few hearts, ain't you, mate?
That's a bit weird, Tom, flirting. You single, Anto?
No. Why are you asking?
God, how long have you been with her then?
I don't know, maybe like 6 years or something.
Ooh. Would you swap her for an extra million followers?
Oh, yes, please. I mean, no, I would not.
How'd you come up with your catchphrase then, sir?
Looked at your ginger beard and I thought that's going straight in my basket.
Oh, yeah, so the next question I've got here is, what even is your catchphrase?
That's going straight up my, you know it.
What's the first thing you put in your basket then?
It was an extra large salami.
Do you ever pay for those things you put in your basket?
I'm a thief.
What's your greatest online achievement?
Putting things in my basket.
Have you ever posted something that you instantly regretted?
Penis. I mean, extra large. I mean, sorry.
Spotify or iTunes?
Spotify.
Here's a deep question. No bullshit here. What internet browser do you use?
Safari.
Lager or cider?
Lager.
Shots or shorts?
Shorts.
Socks or sandals?
Socks.
Ben Phillips or Craskill?
Craskill.
Favourite sports team?
Man United.
Mila Kunis or Megan Fox?
Kunis.
Beckham or Brad Pitt?
Beckham.
If you weren't an online star, what would you be doing?
Masturbating 17 times a day. I mean, oh bollocks.
That sounds lovely.
Lend us a tenner, will ya?
Why not 20?
Ever been to the States?
Never.
Talking of States, when did you last get your hair cut?
I'm actually due to get it cut tomorrow.
Lovely.
What's your motor?
A van.
Can you ride a bike?
Yes.
What mobile network are you on then, mate?
Oh, I don't know.
How you finding it? good contract, is it?
What?
Get much data?
Yeah, loads. 2 gigs.
Oh, that's lovely. Now, Mr. Dean, last question, mate.
No, you do it, Nozza.
Did you do it?
Did you do the crime?
Did you put it straight in your basket?
It did go in there and it's still in there right now.
Throw him in the slammer, Will. Take him in the slammer.
You've done me.
Do you want to say you can fuck off, but basically, thank you for coming on the show.
I'm getting too old for this shit.
you're sweating. You're a 20 a day man.
Hey, whoa. Where's his ginger moustache gone?
He fell off.
I shaved it halfway through.
It got itchy. Now, cheers for coming on the show.
No worries, Anto, thanks for having me.
Cheers for coming on, Anto.
Thanks, man.
Woo!
Thank you, man.
Woo!
The Jack Mate Show on FUBAR Radio.
Who's this guy?
It's
right.
Joe!
Joe Charman. How are you, mate?
Yeah, very well.
I fanboy every week. I get better and better every week. You're the skills guy, isn't you?
The skills guy.
How do you get so many skills?
I was born with the skills.
Was you?
Yeah.
What's been your best skill you've ever done?
I think it was chucking the Nerf ball over my house into a bin. That was a pretty triumphant one, that one.
Did that take many? 4 weeks.
Yeah, that first time every time. My dad actually managed it before I did, which
really?
Is a bit of an insult.
Did you take turns? Or?
No, dad being a typical dad, watching me do it, give it here. And he nailed it first go. So.
No, he didn't.
He absolutely did.
Really?
Yeah, but then I did it straight after, so I needed that bit of an inspiration.
That boost.
Yeah.
That What's been the ones that took you the most, lengthy period of time?
Honestly, they literally take 15 minutes. I don't judge it on how many times they take. It's generally I just think, I'll give that a go, and then I just...
Has there been any way you just can't do them and you think, fuck that?
Nah.
Really?
Nah.
Once you start,
you absolutely have to. It's like gambling with it. It's like you can't just let it lie, you know? So
when did you first do it?
It was just during the Vine stuff. I started doing comedy videos and sketches everyone does, and then, you know, I just did one where I chucked a pencil behind my ear. And that's where it all started. It wasn't meant to turn into anything bigger than that. It just, that one went viral, then people wanted more, and it's like...
Was that pencil thing, was that always something you could do? And you thought, now I've got
Literally, watch, comedian Tim Vine?
Yes.
He did pen behind the ear trick, live on stage, and it took him loads of attempts. But when he did it, everyone just went mental. Yeah. So I was like, you know what, I'll give it a go. It'll be a cool video.
Yeah.
And then, it just blew up from there, really. It's
lovely stuff. You ever done YouTube?
Yeah, a bit on YouTube.
What, original content for YouTube?
No, just the skill stuff again.
Just uploading it to that.
But I've got picked up by Reddit, so I had a bit of a viral video on YouTube. So
nice.
Yeah, I've had my bits on there.
Sweet.
Shall we teach him a little thing or two about?
I think we should. Are you familiar with many YouTubers?
I know you guys.
Okay, cool. Well, to be famous on YouTube, you don't do any of that skill stuff, showing off, doing stuff. You just shove a load of marshmallows in your mouth.
Okay. Is that just general rules?
That's highbrow talent on YouTube. Are you familiar with the Chubby Bunny Challenge?
I am not.
Okay,
no.
Well, let me reach over and get you these marshmallows.
Nice.
And
I love a marshmallow.
We will put them there.
Should we demonstrate how... There you go. How should we demonstrate how to do it?
Yeah, all right.
I think you should demonstrate how to do it.
We don't value talent here. We're just
good to know.
Yeah, we're just vloggers, but we need a moment to get into our vlogging personas.
Okay.
Yeah? Right. So without further ado, guys, here's the alligator chimp slide game.
There you go, mate.
One, alligator chimp slide. Two, alligator chimp slide.
Sound a bit more happy when you're doing it.
I'm really happy.
Yeah. Go on. Oh, God, you can hear it.
Three.
Oh, that's enough. Oh, you look well full.
Go on.
Have a go at the chimp side.
That's loads. That's too many.
You're nuts. You're losing your mind.
Oh, my God.
Go on. Oh,
that's enough. Oh, God.
Mr.
You're going to explode. That's plenty. That is plenty.
Oh, Mr. Gag Reflex is knocking at the door.
Oh, right. It's almost like you didn't need to do that much.
Well, we need a refill of those marshmallows. Oh. let's stall for time. Oh, what a day.
Where's the marshmallows?
Who likes weather? Does anyone like weather?
I love a bit of weather.
Yeah, it's just nice, and it's windy and it's sunny.
You're really struggling with those marshmallows.
Remember what we said, chew and swallow.
So, that's how you play the game.
Okay.
Unfortunately, I have ate too many of the props there.
Yeah.
So you might not be able to beat the record.
We got seven. We got some more, no? Yeah, we got some more, yeah.
We'll get some more.
Oh, look at that.
Producer Adam.
Marshmallow.
There he is. That's why he's here, Producer Adam. Also, that's Mr. Mellow.
You can't keep him out for 1 week as soon as there's cameras. Oh, you need some more marshmallows here.
I like how now I've been presented with like 30 marshmallows. Like, that's at all achievable.
But instead of saying banana chimp slide or whatever I was saying, you have to say... Yeah, I've got skills.
Okay.
And then when you think you can't do any more, you've got to go, what are you going to do about it?
Right.
That'll be your sign off.
Okay, yeah. This is going to go everywhere though, right?
That's all right.
You did say before we started that you have very stretchy cheeks and you'd be able to smash it.
And
you are.
Whoa, look at that!
What the hell? Stretchy cheeks!
That's pretty good. Whoa. We might have some.
I'm glad we got cameras here.
Well, there you go.
That'd have been wasted. So without further ado, take it away, new vlogger.
Right, here we go. Yeah, I've got skills.
You have.
Yeah, you have. Come on. One.
Yeah, I've got skills.
Two!
Come on.
Yeah, I've got skills.
Three!
This is easy.
They call them stretch.
Yeah, I've got skills.
Four!
Yeah, I've got skills.
Five!
Oh, he's going to do it. Oh, my God, he's going to do it.
Yeah, I've got skills.
Six!
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I've got skills.
Seven!
He still has got skills.
Yeah, I've got skills.
Eight!
Push him in.
Nine is the record.
Yeah, I've got skills.
Take it!
His mouth is huge.
Yeah, I've got skills.
Keep going!
How many are we on? What's this?
11!
It's
11! You're almost 12!
No way!
You're almost 12! You're
almost 13!
This is ridiculous!
We need more marshmallows!
We need more mallows! We need more mallows!
14!
You're almost 12!
15!
What are we gonna do about it? It's a sign off! Oh! A round of applause! The record is was that 14 or 15?
Oh, 14. My God!
I can feel myself suffocating.
Jesus,
that was impressive.
Wow.
Well, I'm happy to say, not only are you the champion of that game, you are now a fully pledged vlogger. So congratulations.
Oh, amazing.
Well played, Joe Charman.
Do I get a plaque and stuff?
You'll get a plaque. So. You'll get there one day.
You'll get some plaque from those marshmallows.
Bazinga!
Bazinga!
Oh, God.
Come on.
Right, so now... I've got shades on to signify I'm actually important. All right. This is viral interrogation.
Okay.
You're a viral star.
Yep.
And this is an interrogation.
It is. These headphones are up really loud.
Very loud indeed. Really loud.
Just makes it more intimidating, if anything.
I'm smashing the setup again.
Stop kicking your fucking legs.
Sorry, mate.
That's all right.
You tell Joe the rules.
We're going to ask you some questions, mate. Of course we are. It's an interrogation. It's how it works.
Some quick-fire questions.
Okay.
If you hesitate or if you laugh...
You get a little mark against your little name on the leaderboard.
All right.
A bad thing. You don't want marks.
We don't know where this leaderboard is, but it's somewhere.
There's a metaphor.
So I'm not allowed to laugh.
You can laugh, but I'd prefer you not to.
Right, all right.
I don't want you enjoying yourself.
Okay.
It's a serious matter.
We're going to find out if you've done the crime.
Okay.
So without further ado, PC Nozza.
Should I start?
You can start, sir.
Should I start the questions now?
Yeah, start with question one on your sheet.
On my sheet? State your full name, sir.
Joe Charman.
Oh, that's cute, but Joe's a kid's name, isn't it, Nozza?
Sure is, baby. What do you do online?
I do trick shots.
How many followers you got online?
1.5 million.
Will you trade them all for a real-life Pokemon?
I would.
What age do you want to lose your virginity?
Sometime soon.
How tall are you?
5'7".
How weighty are you?
What?
How much do you weigh?
9 stone.
Do you have a catchphrase?
Yeah, I've got skills.
Do your catchphrase again in a different accent?
Yeah, I've got skills.
Do your catchphrase if you were Dapper Laughs?
Oh, yeah, I've got skills.
Do your catchphrase as if you just shat your knickers?
Oh, yeah, I've got skills.
Favourite Disney film?
Aladdin.
How do you find Nemo?
Yeah, he's alright.
How do you find him?
Like GPRS or...
Oh, satellite navigation. Yeah.
What's your favourite flavour of crisps?
Oh, pickled onion.
Describe them.
They're like onion, but pickled. Oh.
Would you shave off your tash for 50 quid?
No.
Would you fuck off for 40?
I'm thinking about it now, yeah.
What's your least favourite emoji con?
Oh, the thumbs down.
You do a great impression of the shit emoji.
Good one, Detective Dean.
Thank you.
Have you seen, that's a really good joke, Dean. Have you seen Breaking Bad?
Oh, I have.
Jesse Pinkman or Walter White?
Walter White.
Is Orange really the new black?
Probably.
Is Jack really Jones?
Oh, no.
What do you think of our producer, William?
He's all right.
What do you stink of?
Jupe.
How many sugars?
2.
Milk first or milk after?
Milk first.
What's your best skills then?
Being alive.
What's 20 times 20?
Oh, 1,000.
That's wrong.
Twitter.
Is it?
Twitter or Jesus. Instagram?
Instagram.
Handy or blowy?
Handy.
Football or rugby?
Football.
4.
Anal?
If you're offering...
You're boring me. Do your catchphrase again.
Yeah, I've got skills.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Why don't?
Why don't who?
Why don't you fuck off? You're done, mate.
We're throwing you in the slammer, mate.
You're guilty. Done. Thanks.
Get out of town.
He's guilty of having skills.
You both lost your moustaches during that.
Yeah, I didn't bother with
it's
mate.
The stress. Yeah. It's the asbestos in the roof. Does it do that?
My moustache is on my mic, actually.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So there you go. Thanks, Joe.
Welcome.
For coming in.
I had chills.
I did, yeah. Yeah.
What are you going to do about it?
Oh! See, I didn't even realise you were
double
doing
act
that.
There.
Oh, I like you guys. You guys can stay.
Thanks, Jack Dean.
Next. The Jack Mate Show on FUBAR Radio. We're joined now by Keegan Toomey.
Hi.
How are you?
Great, how are you?
I'm great. Are you excited to be here?
Yeah.
We're not.
Okay.
We are. Okay. We're very excited. We're all friends.
Yeah.
We just have a laugh.
Absolutely.
Well, you come all the way from Ireland?
All the way from Ireland, yeah.
Oh, how's the flight? Good?
Good. Very nice.
You said you were sitting next to some questionable people.
A few smelly ones, no room there.
Oh, no. What do they smell of?
Poo.
Poo. Oh, God. Sometimes that's...
It's a simple answer, but it's bang on.
Yeah. What do you do then, Kian?
I make videos, Jack, for a living.
I know, I've seen plenty.
You know,
our producer here, Will, is
Hi, Will!
He's actually a massive, massive fan.
Oh, come here, let me touch your leg and your hand. Oh, you're so cute.
Pleasure to meet you.
You too.
How long have you been doing videos for then?
About 3 years.
Oh.
Roughly.
Oh.
Give or take.
So you're now on 4 million.
4 milli, yes.
Hit the big 4 milli, congratulations.
Thank you all.
So, but hasn't it only sort of just snowballed recently?
Yeah, only like the last 9 months or so.
Oh, that's even more impressive, mm-hmm. though, really, because 4 million in 3 years,
it's still nine months.
Have you ever done, because I know you're big on Facebook, have you done YouTube yet?
I'm just starting out. I'm just getting the hang of it.
Bit of a novice then, some
would
say.
Consider me definitely a beginner.
Oh, okay. Well, you've come to the right place, Kian Toomey.
Oh, okay.
Welcome.
Myself and Noza here have just started a YouTube collab channel.
Oh.
Watch our channel and we will help you become a happy vlogger. So, welcome to the channel, Kian. So, Tom here is going to teach you how to be a vlogger. And there's only one thing you really need to know to become a typical YouTube vlog star. And how do you be a vlog star, Noza?
You gotta have it.
But apart from that,
what's it?
It
is the challenge I'm about to do.
And what's the challenge?
It's called Happy Vlogger.
Happy Vlogger. Have you seen the Fluffy Bunny Challenge before?
Of course I have, yeah.
Well, this is a bit like that, except it's more fun for families to enjoy, because it's
happy.
Happy Vlogger. So I'm going to pick up these marshmallows here and put them in Nozza's mouth. And after every time, he's got to say, Happy Vlogger.
Like
but,
that.
But Nozza, you've got to say it, Happy.
I bloody will.
Happy, happy, happy.
Joyfully.
Subscribe if you enjoy choking. Ready?
Yes.
Say I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Say happy vlogger.
Okay. Happy vlogger.
Marshmallow number one.
Oh. Happy vlogger.
How happy are you?
I'm stoked.
Here's number two.
Happy vlogger.
Are you not allowed to use your hands?
You can, but
this is like pro level or something. Okay.
Ready? Oh, I don't want to touch the saliva. There we go. Number three. And number four. There we go. He looks absolutely disgusting. Doing
absolutely.
So there we go. That's the Happy Vlogger Challenge. Kian, do you think you understand the rules, my friend?
I do, yeah. Okay. It sounds pretty straightforward.
Well, in front of you, you have a bowl of pink and white Happy Marshmallows.
Okay.
So put them in your mouth and you can become a vlog star.
Okay.
Try when you're ready.
Okay.
Try and beat four.
Try and beat, but first of all, you've got to say happy vlogger normal.
Like happy or just normal?
You're happy.
Happy vlogger.
Number one.
Happy vlogger.
Number two. He's gone for two strawberries.
I'm really good at. What did you get? Five.
You got four.
Four.
Yeah.
Happy vlogger.
Oh,
his cheeks are wider, but I respect it.
Happy vlogger. Happy vlogger.
Oh, for number five.
Oh, he's proper going.
Oh, hello. Someone's at the door. Knock, knock. Is that Mr. Gag?
How many is that now?
He's on six. Oh, no.
Daddy's
here. Come on.
Keep it going.
Oh, he's dabbing. He's dabbing himself.
Oh.
Oh, he's chewing. Are you done?
Dabbing.
How many? That's seven.
Seven, yeah.
Seven. Oh,
God.
No, that's it. Oh, he's
seven.
Done.
Seven.
That was very, very good effort.
4 million followers and seven marshmallows. And a partridge in a pear tree.
Seven? It's the number of the day as well, guys.
A number of the week, you mean? Number of days in the week?
Yeah.
I don't think he was getting at that, but I think it's just me, you know, being silly.
I don't understand.
I'm happy.
It's just happy, guys.
That was the Happy Vlogger Challenge.
I'm still struggling.
YouTubers have so much talent.
Like, share, and subscribe.
Like, share, subscribe. Tell your mum, tell your cat, tell your frog.
That was
especially
a challenge.
The frog. It was a challenge, but you absolutely smashed that, sir.
Thank you so much.
Goodbye, viewers. That was fun.
That was quite the challenge.
Now back to dark reality. Right, Kian. I'm not going to lie to you. You pissed me off a bit.
Okay.
No more nicey nice, Jack. It's Detective Dean right about now with my co-sergeant. Use your mustache.
No, my mustache is fine. Detective Nozza.
So you're supposed to be intimidating.
Oh, what?
Oh, don't give me any of that.
Listen to that, mate.
Yeah, look at him. He's sitting comfortably, boy.
Then we may begin.
Mum, my mustache has just fallen off.
That's how angry you are.
The mustache fell off.
You've made me so fuming that my mustache has fell off. Thank God I got this beautiful beard to accompany.
Yeah, that beautiful beard.
Are you sitting comfortably, boy?
Quite.
Well, let's get him another fucking chair, then. Will, get him another chair, please. Get him a rank
away. Get him a sparky chair.
Get him a shitter chair.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh.
There we go. Are you scared? You sound scared. This is viral interrogation, isn't it, Noz?
It sure is, Arch.
We're going to be asking you some hard-hitting questions.
Okay.
Are you nervous?
Sure.
It's not one of the questions you're going to get. It's too pansy. Ain't that right?
Yeah.
You got a cough?
No, I bloody haven't. The name of the game is viral interrogation, like Sarge said. But if you stutter, if you hesitate, if you pass or laugh, there can be a mark against your name, Sunshine.
That's right. So, you got to answer them as quickly as you can and as truthfully as you can.
What are you doing, Sarge?
I've just lost my shades.
And your mustache.
I've lost the shades.
The shades,
mustache.
Shades are on your head, you prick.
You're wearing them.
I mean, of course they are. Right, so let's get down to it.
The nitty gritty.
Our assistant Will, you're going to mark down how many times this mug stutters, laughs, screams, or shits his little pants.
Yes, go.
Alright?
Let's go.
Alright, Noz, do you want to take it away,
I'd
son?
Love to.
Are you ready, Kian?
Yeah, sure.
You shouldn't be.
You're right, mate. What's your full name, please?
Kian Patrick Anthony Jimmy.
How many followers do you have online?
4 million.
How many Facebook likes?
4 million.
How much did they cost you?
Nothing.
You travelled far, have you, mate?
I don't know what you said.
Have you travelled far, mate?
300 miles.
Carry on.
Do you have an open relationship with Emily?
No.
Who's the better chef out of you and Emily?
Me.
Have you done anal yet?
Yes.
Yeah!
No, I didn't say that.
What's the name of your local boozer, mate?
City Bones.
What's the worst thing you've ever done while you've been smashed?
Got sick in a Gary Care.
What did you get Emily for Christmas, mate?
Too many things.
How long did it take her to return it?
It didn't.
Do you and Emily have a little song, do you? Is it cute? What is it?
Michael Bublé.
Sing it now!
I can't remember any Michael Bublé songs.
Well, sing it now!
I've said Michael Bublé.
Sing so.
You're a falling star! You're the getaway car! You're the
Didn't expect that.
You are starting to piss me off, better than nice one. How did you and Emily meet?
Tinder.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Do you and Emily have a dog? If so, who cleans up his shit?
We have two dogs. I have one dog, it's Emily, and I do clean up her shit.
Do you love Emily lots, do you, mate?
Yeah.
Can we speak to Emily now?
Hello!
30 seconds, go.
Hello?
Why are you with Kian?
Because he's sexy.
What does Kian smell of?
Poo.
Where is the best place Kian is taking you out for a day?
Cheeky Nando's.
On top or on bottom?
Both. At the same time. Flexible.
30 seconds, go.
Bacon or eggs?
Fertilised eggs.
Me or your boyfriend? Me or your boyfriend?
Not you. You have less subscribers.
30 seconds, go.
Oh.
Nando's or Mackey's? You've already said Nando's, probably that. Nando's or Mackey's?
Nando's.
Have you ever been the subject of a massive sticky bukkake?
No.
Oh, slag.
None of these made sense.
Time's up, Gav.
Well, that went swimmingly.
That was terrifying.
I got all the answers I needed to, man.
Well done, Sarge.
And more. And more.
Do we arrest him now?
I don't know. Did you do the crime?
No.
Well, he's telling us he didn't do the crime.
What's that sounds legit to
What's
me.
The crime? You didn't
Well, you did the rhyme. Did you do the crime?
Well, you don't know the crime if you didn't do it, sir.
Exactly.
Exactly. So you're a free man. You're good to go.
Okay.
Thanks for coming on the
Thanks.
Show. Well, I'd like to say it's been a pleasure, Kian.
Thank
but
you.
It's really not.
Oh, okay.
So why don't you fuck off and we'll get ready for the next guest.
Okay. The Jack Mate Show on
FUBAR Radio. Michael Payne's here.
How's his trousers?
Tenuous. How are you, Michael?
I'm good. I was tempted not to speak then, so that no one would believe you, that you actually have friends.
Nah, I've got a few. These two are contractually obliged to be my friends.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Yeah?
Yeah, but really, really well. Just been calling out. I'm flying to Newcastle.
Oh.
Yeah.
Love it.
Flying to Newcastle.
Gig?
No, I'm doing some shooting with cameras.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. Should be good fun.
Lovely.
Got
stuff.
A couple of Land Rovers.
Really?
Yeah.
Sounds exciting.
Yeah.
Sounds I have a Vauxhall Sphera.
They don't make those like they used to.
I'm a family guy.
Oh, dear. Have you ever done any video content in terms of you standing in front of a camera being you?
Yeah.
What kind of stuff? Vines?
Go on YouPorn and find out, mate.
I mean, I know, and that's exactly why I got you in.
You've probably seen me, that's why you're asking.
Yeah, one hell of a
You probably emulated me, that's why you're asking.
Have you ever done any, like, because a lot of us nerds here are, like, YouTubers and shit like that. Have you ever turned a hand at that?
No, just music videos. That's all I've really ever put. That's all I've really put on YouTube.
Yeah,
just music videos.
Mature,
yeah.
Real stuff.
Yeah, I leave all the YouTubing to people like you, you know? Yeah. No, because you've clearly got a knack for it. That's not an underhand like this. You've clearly got a knack for
like
it.
Like you.
Yeah. No, like your sort, right? Yeah.
Well, that leads us on to our next segment. Talking to people like me,
oh.
We're going to teach Michael how to do a very highbrow challenge, aren't we, Will?
Oh, right? We certainly are.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
On YouTube, you do need to be very intelligent, mature, and sophisticated, and the best way to rise to stardom is to do the Fluffy Bunny Challenge.
Right.
Are you familiar with this?
I'm not.
It's
no.
Basically just putting marshmallows in your mouth
mm-hmm.
and saying Fluffy Bunny after each one.
Okay.
And after a while, you probably get views.
You can't chew. And you just have to literally move around your mouth.
You can't chew.
When you say it like that, it makes it sound pathetic.
Well, that's literally the secret to being a successful YouTuber.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Fluffy bunny or get a pug.
Putting things in your mouth and not chewing.
Yeah.
Right.
It's also how you get successful on your website.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah. Are you ready to do the chubby bunny challenge?
Yeah.
Do you know what it is?
I do know what it is.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, you've got your marshmallows there. Right. Yummy, yummy in your tummy.
Oh, I wish I had some more.
It's a nice multiracial selection. I like that. Yes. It's not only white ones.
No, exactly.
Because I wouldn't have done it if it was.
There's pink as well. So, whenever you're ready, put a marshmallow in your mouth.
But you're not going to say chubby bunny, you're going to say. Shit.
Because that is your catchphrase.
That is my catchphrase. Stole that of Clay Davis. Right. So that's one.
Yeah. Remember to like if you like Michael Payne.
That's one.
Oh, two.
Shit.
Oh.
Two.
The record is 14.
Shit.
15.
That was a reply to what you just said.
See,
Four.
He's rocking him.
He's going to struggle.
Scaring me.
I wonder if the gold tooth is helping. Or
Oh,
look at this.
Just more intimidating than each one.
It's like a bag for life.
How many is that?
I don't even. Seven.
Seven. Eight. He's just got a double that for the record.
Nine.
It just sounds like shit in slow motion, doesn't it?
Ten.
Oh my god.
Oh wow.
It's his turn in the making.
11.
Brenton.
Wow.
One more.
12. He has no gag reflex.
You bought.
13. He's not going to beat Joe. 14. Go on. 15. Is he equal to record?
One more. He's got it. Get He didn't even have a chance.
Oh god!
Oh, here we go. He's regurgitating like a mother owl to the owl babies.
It's a heavy night for all of us. It's fine. It's a big night for
we can interrogate him. Yeah.
Well, this ain't gonna be the first time.
Is it not?
Nah.
It will be the worst time. I can tell you that right now.
That's a promise, isn't it, Jack?
It is.
Jack Dane, that's a promise.
That is a promise. Are you standing comfortably?
I am standing.
Well,
very
you shouldn't
comfortably.
make it worse.
Should I look uncomfortable?
Yeah, look uncomfortable.
I don't know how to.
You already are. Right, DC Nozza.
Shall I go?
Tell him the rules.
If you pass, if you hesitate, or if you laugh, that's a mark against your name, sunshine.
These are quick-fire questions to find out more about the man.
You got nothing on me.
Well, you need to hear these first. When you're ready, Noz.
What's your full name?
Michael Heseltine.
I hear you do rap. Is this true?
No.
Oh, nice. We love rap, don't we, Mr. Dean?
We do, Nozza, and grime. Grimy rap's my favourite.
Is it?
Yeah.
When you start doing these raps then, Mr. Payne?
1604.
Would you rather sell out Wembley or...
No, hang on. Not the wrong ones. You say what you want. I knew you were doing that.
Oh, my God, I'm such a dick.
If you'd explain the game...
He's got to answer quick fire questions.
Yeah, but he's doing the wrong ones.
That's
jumping
coming out blatant.
Yeah, he's always jumping the gun.
I know, I'm ahead of my time.
Right. Hey, police! There's a gun in here. Someone's jumped one. Let's start again.
We're in New York. All right, we're good.
Yeah, right. let's go.
All right.
We want to find out more about you.
Right.
Be true. Why are you always lying all the time?
Let's rewind. Ready?
Ready.
What's your full name, sir?
Michael Payne, sir.
I hear you do rap music. Is this true?
This is true.
Oh, nice. We love rap music, don't we,
Mr.
Payne?
We do, Nozza. Grimy rap's my favourite. You probably already knew that.
When did you start doing these raps then, mate?
2008.
Would you rather sell out Wembley or top the chart?
Sell out Wembley.
You ever dissed anyone in one of your tracks?
Yes.
You ever done one of those freestyles?
Yes.
What about an F-54?
No.
Who's the biggest star you've done music with?
Ed Sheeran.
Give us some of your rap lines now. Now.
Hesitated.
You do a radio show with Hugh Joseph, don't you?
I do.
What does Hugh smell like? I bet it's salt caramel.
Just salt.
When was the last time you slept with a real woman?
3 days ago.
Was it nice?
No.
Bums or boobs?
Bums.
Tea or coffee?
Tea.
Cock or balls?
Balls.
What's the name of your most successful album?
Blame Miss Barclays.
What are you blaming her for?
It's actually a credit. It's a double entendre. It's irony.
What's your greatest achievement?
The fact that I'm still alive.
Is being here right now a low point for you?
Yes.
You got many followers on that Twitter bird show?
Depends what you call many.
What is a dope chef?
Someone that cooks dope.
You ever smoked a cigar?
Yes.
What about weeds? Ever smoked a weed?
Yes.
Ever injected a cannabis?
Nope.
Ever double dropped a spliff?
Yes.
Ever downed a pint of heroin?
No.
What's your favourite alcoholic drink of choice?
Gin and tonic.
Kim K or Amber Rose? Choose the booty.
Amber Rose.
Home Alone 1 or Home Alone 2?
Is there a Home Alone 2?
Lost in New York.
Nah, Home Alone 1.
Ever Netflixed and chilled?
All the time.
Ever been inside a woman and then cried?
Yes.
How hot do you have your Nando's?
Medium.
What colour top milk do you get?
Blue.
How ugly is Azil?
Can I just go back to that last question? I'm lactose intolerant, I just remembered. You should know that I'm black.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Black people are lactose intolerant.
Oh, well. Okay. You're so ignorant, racist. Mr. D.
Oh, no.
Sorry, how mediocre are Arsenal?
Not at all. They're spectacular.
Was he guilty?
I think he's been guilty for years.
He's been guilty. He's guilty. Send him down, Will.
Down to the slammer, Will. Get rid of
him.
Will.
We'll see him
go
later.
Will.
We'll see him
go
later.
Will.
I ain't done nothing.
Go, Will. He's done it all.
Oh, God. That was fun, wasn't it?
It was good.
Do you like it?
I did. You two would make great police officers.
Well, yeah.
You mean it?
Absolutely.
We've got another game for Michael Payne.
We have. Yeah. Did you enjoy the interrogation?
Yeah. Yeah. I always enjoyed the interrogation.
Did you learn something about yourself?
Yes.
What did you learn? That you're guilty?
Yeah.
You're joined by Joe now.
You alright?
Joe, was you guilty? I can't remember.
Yeah, probably. I've got one of them faces.
You guys are both the joint record holders for the Chubby Barley Challenge.
Oh.
Both got exactly the same.
No way!
Awesome.
Yeah.
And awesome. When Michael got 15, he went for a 16th and there weren't enough in the bowl.
Oh!
So you are lucky, motherfucker. You are.
Like the skin of your sugary teeth.
So you're the record holders on that, but can you be the record holders on another game that we've done called...
Wrong to be right.
I've
literally written it.
I don't care about titles.
Wrong is right. It's so memorable. It sticks in the head.
Tell him the idea.
So I'm going to ask you some questions.
Ooh. Yeah.
And I want the wrong answers, but it has to be in the realm of possibility. You can't just say kebab, because that would be just silly.
So, for example, if I said what football team do you support, you'd say Chelsea, because you don't. Mm-hmm. You couldn't say kebab.
Exactly.
As my friend has said. So, without further ado, here is When Wrong Is Right.
So, I'm going to start with you, Michael.
Mm-hmm.
What do Clinton cards sell?
Flowers.
What do you put in a toaster?
Eggs.
Always look on the bright side of...
death.
Sabrina the teenage...
housewife.
Who's Jeremy Hunt?
Oh, that rhymes, but no, he's a teacher.
Arsenal are known as the...
greatest flower arrangers.
Donald Trump is running for
Prime Minister.
Ooh.
M&M is a
chocolate.
Ooh. It is though.
No. Ooh. Well, come on.
I spelt it as the rapper.
Okay. Yeah.
Carry on.
You got to fight for the right to
strip naked.
The winner takes it
to bed.
Who is Homer to Bart?
Ooh. His grandfather.
Ooh.
What do Pizza Hut sell?
Oh, he's missing toast. Toast.
Name a superfood.
Kryptonite.
What do cows drink?
Oh, grass.
I said that when I thought.
What does GTA stand for?
Great tits, all right.
Who directed Pulp Fiction?
Me.
Johnny Depp is in the film Pirates of the...
Somalia.
What competition did Susan Boyle win?
Great British Bake Off.
Stormzy told everyone to shut...
down.
DiCaprio has never won a...
BAFTA.
Finish the phrase. You walk around like your shit don't...
reek.
That's right.
Synonyms don't count, do they?
They do.
Right. We'll go to the adjudicator there at the end.
Yeah. No, he's safe.
Oh!
Black Eyed Peas sang Where Is The
Popcorn.
Adam Johnson is famous for
God, I don't even know if I can answer that one.
Moving on.
Baseball.
What does NYC stand for?
New Year
Celebrations.
What is the hokey cokey?
It's a euphemism for cocaine.
Oh my god.
There were some hesitations during that.
I think that
is so much harder than I anticipated.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Jack Mate Show on FUBAR Radio.
Aaron Craskill, you right, Aaron?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
I'm great, mate. I'm great. Thanks for coming in.
No, you're cool. Honestly, thank you for having me.
So how's that going, all the fans?
Jesus,
Facebook
man,
stuff?
It's fantastic. It blows my mind, man. Mm. Like, it's blowing my mind every day, so it's a blessing.
What number are you on now? With that key in it, he's on 4 mil. Higher or lower than? Higher.
What, over? Oh.
Facebook likes.
Facebook likes is 3.6.
Oh, you're on his tail.
3,600.
You're on his tail.
Yeah, it's great. It's really nice, man. Yeah.
Nice, man.
Yeah, Kian took over me. How dare you?
Did he?
Listening. Yeah, he did. He did, yeah. He's fantastic, man.
Have you had a little word with him out there?
Yeah, oh, mate, I smashed him in, yeah. I don't know what he's up to.
Are you on YouTube? Yeah.
I am. I made a YouTube profile.
Right.
I was on Facebook first, then I found Vine. Vine moved on. It was mental on Vine for me, so I thought, do you know what? I really want to go back to Facebook. So I went back to Facebook, started putting compilations on there, went mad. So I thought, oh, I'm going to do vlogs and stuff. Oh my God, yeah, YouTube. I went onto YouTube, made a profile, put a profile picture there and a couple of compilations of my Vines and totally forgot about YouTube. Like, I didn't have no time for... I was doing, obviously, my Facebook stuff and it all got completely out of hand. And I was like, oh my God, Jesus, what am I doing? Mm. So I went into it full time. I looked on my YouTube, like, it was, like, 6 months ago, and it was, like 40,000 subscribers. I was like...
It's mental.
What? Mm. Like, because they started adding me from Facebook.
Oh, right, yeah.
So, because I got big on Facebook, they started adding me... So, obviously, they must have Googled my name or whatever, and my Instagram started getting bigger, my Twitter started getting bigger, then my YouTube, but now I've gone back to YouTube, so I'm going to start to do some bits on YouTube now, just for YouTube.
Oh, okay.
And it's a nice little challenge, man, because I've got so much stuff to say. I've got some horrible stuff to say as well. I've got so much anger built up in me.
About?
I can't tell you.
Is it about YouTubers?
I've done a Snapchat story yesterday about YouTubers.
Oh.
No. My thing with YouTubers is, can I go into it? Am I allowed to go into it?
Yeah, let's go off the dome.
Okay, listen, if you're annoyed about your following coming up to you, knocking on your windows and stuff, I know it's really bad, that's naughty, because I'll be pissed right off. I just swore, I haven't sworn for three years. Listen, if they're annoyed about followers coming up to them all the time, like, knocking on the windows, get away from your camera in your house and go out and start doing some videos out and vlogs. You might meet a couple of your followers. Say hello. Yeah?
Nice.
Jack, you're different because you're a social platformer, which means you're repping, man.
Right.
So everyone knows you. Everyone loves you. But, like, I get annoyed with people, man. Like, I just get annoyed. They're on so much money a month. Just enjoy it, man. Go out and do some bits, man.
Well, this is... bit awkward, isn't it? Nice.
Are you both obviously you YouTube as well?
I'm very, very,
we
very
have
new.
Just now, oh. I've just... We have just now started a YouTube channel.
Oh, yeah. Lovely.
And we're going to teach you how to be like us. Because we are the super most talented YouTubers in all of the land.
Yes, we are.
This is
only if you own pug dogs.
We have two of them.
Get
right
in
here.
There.
Who can join
well
twins?
Done, boys.
One's called Doug and the other one's called Doug too.
So we're going to teach Aaron how to vlog. We're now about to do the most talented thing ever. We were writing movies and poetry, but we put them in the bin because this is where the money is. It's the Happy Vlogger Challenge. You know the rules. Let's go. Happy Vlogger. Happy Vlogger.
What are you... I'm watching right now.
You can't chew it.
That's too much, man. That's three. At least eight. Jack, at least eight. I could do eight now, easy. Are we doing this?
Okay, that's him done.
He's got a poor gag rabbit. Mate, look at his eyes getting watery.
But there you
I'm
go.
Rubbish, but that still proves I'm a great YouTuber.
You are. Give me a high five, sir.
Thank you. And another one.
Where are the chilies?
The what, sorry?
Surely a YouTuber does a chili challenge.
Oh.
Or a cinnamon one.
You've got us, because we're just down here. Nothing. I've got nothing.
Oh, no, I'm going to be hated from YouTube now. I'm trying my hardest to get
you
on YouTube.
Fine. But we want
to be
you.
Honest. People like the honest.
I'm going to be honest, man. Yeah. Trust me, my YouTube channel is going to be insane.
So, you saw what we just did. You're going to have a go yourself.
You said you could do at least seven.
At least eight.
At least eight.
Oh, he's gone in.
Happy vlogger.
Happy vlogger after everyone.
Happy vlogger. Happy vlogger.
He's regretting his numbers.
Happy vlogger.
That's three.
Happy vlogger.
Four.
They expand.
Happy vlogger.
Six.
Six.
Happy birthday.
Seven.
Not gag reflex. Knock, knock. Who's there?
Happy birthday.
Oh, he's got to get two more. Nine.
Oh, I feel gaggy just looking at him.
Can he get one more in there?
Oh.
Mm?
No. No.
One more for ten.
Happy
Monumental effort.
That was absolutely ridiculous. So,
oh, he's just spit them all out in the fresh
ones.
Oh,
it's like just seen birth.
Come on, eBay.
Oh, God. Well, let's just dim the lights. Thanks, Will.
It's getting
Why has it got dark in here?
Because it's a viral interrogation.
Oh, God.
Yeah, you scared now?
A little bit.
Yeah, exactly. Dover can't help you now.
I'm Detective Nozza, and this is my partner.
Sergeant.
Sorry, Sergeant.
Sergeant Dean.
Jesus.
And we're going to ask you some of the most gruelling questions you've ever been gruelled with, all right?
Oh, God, what have I got coming?
But if you laugh, if you hesitate, or if you say pass, that's going to be a mark against your name, Sunshine.
The aim of the game is to get as few marks as possible.
Okay.
It's a bit like golf, except for the clubs, the balls, but there's going to be a bit of rough, mate.
Oh, and a few bogeys after looking at you, you snotty little toe rag.
So you better prepare yourself, Sunshine.
Let's go.
Full name.
Aaron Craskell.
Age?
33.
How many Facebook likes?
3,600,000.
How much did that cost you?
A couple of friendships.
Where are you from, mate?
Dover.
Oh, that sounds nice. Is it nice then, Aaron?
No.
Get much attention from the public, do you?
Yeah, quite a lot.
Get much hate?
Yes.
What do they say?
Fatty, fatty, bum, bum.
Oh.
How old were you when you lost your V-plates?
16th birthday.
Nice.
Did you pull them missing, did you?
What's the worst crime you've ever committed?
Theft.
What's your catchphrase?
See you later.
You're not going anywhere! Sit down!
Have you got a bae in your life?
Yeah, her name's Charlotte.
You're the bane in my life. Do another one, Nozza.
This one is a biggie, alright? So take your sweet little time.
Go on.
Have you ever owned an inflatable chair?
No.
What about an inflatable girlfriend? Because our producer's lost this.
Jesus, no.
Baby bells or cheese strings?
Baby bell.
Handy or blowy?
Blowy?
Do you want a tea?
You normally get a handy with a blowy, so I don't know.
That's just greedy, sir.
That's a quote.
Tea or coffee?
Tea.
Beer or cider?
Beer.
Singing or dancing?
Dancing.
Piss or shit?
Both.
YouTubers or Viners?
You know it's all about the Vine.
Can you actually last longer than 6 seconds?
No, I just do a compilation.
Can you teach me how?
Easy.
Would you delete your socials for £1 million?
For how much?
£1 million.
A million?
Yeah.
No.
Can you swear?
No.
Say fuck.
I can't.
What's your favourite Roald Dahl book?
Twits.
Say wanker.
I can't.
Support a football team.
Arsenal.
Say tit wank.
How big is Ed Sheeran's Lego house?
It must be really big.
Have you ever licked a battery?
Yes.
Should all poetry rhyme?
No.
Of course they fucking should. It's poetry, it's an art. Do the last question.
Did you commit the crime?
Of what?
Say cummy spoon job.
No, we can't do it.
Do it.
Oh, that's it. He's not said it.
I'm sorry.
So you're going in the slammer.
Oh, mate, I'm sorry.
I think it's time for us to say... See you later.
I just said tits.
Yeah, we got him.
You got me. Well done, boys. Well done, boys.
Absolute pleasure, mate. The Jack Mate Show on FUBAR Radio. And just like that, we're joined by another delectable little chap as Mr. Schaefer Bates.
Oh, yeah.
You all right, mate?
I'm all right, yeah. I'm feeling very cosy.
Was you not out last night?
No, I don't drink anymore since last time.
Really? What? No, really? That's a...
Definitely was having a beer in front of us.
No, oh, yeah, you had... Yeah, I just remembered.
No, it was one of those blue bottles
non-alcoholic.
Non-alcoholic ones,
Bex Blue.
Yeah.
Bex Blue.
Because I thought it said something. Yeah, fair enough.
I had a 4-pack of Bex Blue. I didn't even know Bex Blue existed. And I picked up a 4-pack of Bex Blue.
But you convinced yourself you were drunk after drinking it.
I drank four bottles of Bex, and I was like, oh, fucking got to go.
It's a placebo, mate.
Tired.
It's a placebo.
And then I looked the next day, I was like... What?
It tastes exactly the same, yeah.
Oh, God, I regret chatting at my own mum now.
That's a brilliant one to open on. Yeah.
You do voices.
Yeah.
That's, are they good?
I suppose they're all right.
Our producer here, Will, is actually a massive, massive fan of your YouTube channel.
Hello, Schaefer. Yeah, are you doing all right?
Yeah, take care of yourself, mate.
I have to.
You're a good-looking chap, ain't you?
Yeah.
What's your dream, Schaefer?
I suppose it's just to become a fully-fledged voice actor and eventually do stuff with Pixar and Disney and stuff like that.
Oh, okay, so not actually do impressions.
No, oh no. Impressions is just, that came second, really. Voice acting's always been the forte. Impressions, people seem to love and relate to, so that's just taking lead of my life at the moment.
Why do you think impressions are so popular?
I think it's just because you can fit in with anything that's current. So if Donald Trump was giving a speech, you'd do a Donald Trump impression.
Can you?
My Donald Trump impression's a work in progress, but we'll have a go.
Go on. This is a debut.
It's another one with Donald Trump. It's the mannerism, so he speaks with his teeth.
Right.
Just like this. So imagine you just had like a tequila and you like that.
Okay.
We got a lot of problems and it's gonna be huge. it's gonna be great.
That is top notch.
That's good. That's spot on.
Yeah.
Thanks, mate.
I think you can get that out of the barn. That's ready.
Really?
It's ready.
I thought you said, can you get that in the barn?
Get it out of the barn.
Ooh, Noel's just met me.
In a bit, we're gonna interrogate you. It's gonna be a bit nasty. So I think it's about time we did the Happy Vlogger Challenge. If you've been listening from the start of the show, you'll already know what it is. I'm going to put these marshmallows in Nutter's lovely mouth. Nala. There we go. Right, here's ready for one.
Happy Vlogger. Happy Vlogger.
Two.
Happy Vlogger.
Three.
Happy
Vlogger. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
You idiot.
Go on.
Four. One more. As you can see, guys, we've all had so much fun here today. I'd like to thank Tom Norris for helping me make this video. And now, I'm going to do a collaboration with Schaefer Bates.
Yeah!
Hi, Schaefer.
Hiya.
It's some marshmallows.
I was a bit aggressive for this happy vlogging episode.
We're on YouTube.
I was too aggressive. Shall I do it again?
Yeah.
Yay!
Whee! If only we had some ukulele music in the background.
There will be.
Be patient.
Just stuff an idiot.
Schaefer, I'm a massive fan of you and your impressions. I was wondering if maybe Mr. Hardy from Legend could do it.
We're doing a YouTube collaboration with Tom Hardy.
Tom Hardy.
Keep up the.
I was.
The viewers are going to get bored unless we're really happy.
I've been happy.
A vlogger is a happy vlogger. What?
That's one.
Oh, is that?
Put it in your mouth.
Happy vlogger.
No, Hardy's still in the room.
Happy vlogger.
It's sounding more like him.
Happy vlogger.
Oh, how many is that?
That is five. Five marshmallows.
How many did Kian get?
Seven.
Oh, six. You've got to get two more to beat Kian. Oh, they're not in. One more. One more to beat Kian. And now he sounds like Bane. That's not really in.
Get it in there.
Get behind the gums.
There we go.
Oh my god.
Tom Hardy is a happy vlogger. So, Schaefer, I'm getting marshmallows thrown at me. You are now a fully fledged YouTuber now, sir.
Oh, great.
Welcome to the community.
So, quit the voice acting and all that and become a YouTuber.
Woo! Yeah.
Get a puppy.
Life's ambition.
Get a puppy. Get a girlfriend. Yeah. Success.
What about my talent? Get rid of that.
Yeah, don't need that.
Oh, okay.
No, that's YouTube, mate.
Alright.
That's YouTube. Get ready for interrogation.
Thanks for that, Sarge Jack, mate. I'm Detective Nozza, and we need answers.
We know what you've done. We know you've been posing as a whole array of characters, using a whole array of different names to get laughs. So get ready to answer our bombardment, thank fuck for that, of questions.
Alright, I'm ready.
You can pass on these questions, but it's going to be a mark against your name. If you hesitate, if you laugh, it's a mark against your name.
So answer quick, answer true, if you got that.
You're a bit aggressive. Oof.
Well, we're fucking coppers, mate.
Man, oh, mate, you seen these before, these little birdies?
We're not clowns. Right. We're not going to come round there and massage you like clowns are famous for doing.
Yeah, because clowns love massages. You've not seen that documentary called Clown Massage?
I've seen it twice. I've got the box set. Right.
I've seen it. It's factual and fun.
Thank you. I like this guy.
Right. Sorry, stop kissing up to him, Sarge.
Sorry, I'm bad cop. Right, go on, ask him the questions then, Nozza.
First question, let's go. Full name?
Schaefer Camden Bates.
What kind of name is that?
A brilliant name.
Where are you from?
Cardiff.
Oh, like that Ben Phillips. Is he your mate, is he?
Best friend.
Have you got a lady friend?
Yes.
Where's she from?
Australia.
Australia? That sounds absolutely lovely, mate.
I bet she goes down under.
She does. Very well.
Frozen yoghurt or ice cream?
Ice cream.
What's your bedtime?
11 a.m.
To be honest, mate, we've seen the grayscale photos.
Can you even actually play acoustic guitar?
No, I can play the ukulele, though.
We've seen those luscious, bouncy looks of yours.
Are they even real curls?
Legit, I eat my crusts.
I bet you're not even from Wales, are you, sunshine?
I bet you're English. Are you English?
I'm an Irish man who can swim.
Do you believe in ghosts?
Yes.
Do you believe in happy endings, wank wank?
Yeah, I always watch Joe Sugg.
I hear you do impressions, sir.
Yes.
I bet they're shit. Do your best, Rooney.
You know, just sat in the, you know, in the club and...
Do De Niro!
You know, I'm, I can see you.
Do Attenborough.
Who?
David Attenborough. I'm fucking Cockney, mate.
If you're going to say my name, say it properly.
Dookie into me!
Okay, Emily, how what you doing there again?
Do that Joker fella.
I know why you put on these little mustaches.
Do Christopher Walken, please!
I don't know why you're swearing at me. It's crazy.
That's not a bad walking, but don't think you're going to be walking out of here anytime soon.
I like that search.
Wow.
I like that loads.
What's the last one you learned?
Your mum.
Repression of his mum, was it? Okay, that's fair enough. you ever had a paper round, have you?
No.
Okay.
Do an impression of Bear Grylls getting his hand caught in a grill.
Okay, I've just bought this new George Foreman grill, and what you've got to do is place the piece of piss in there. Oh, God. And my hand's got caught. It's bitter.
We've got Emma Blackery here, man.
Hi.
Hello,
hi.
Are you right?
I'm good. Yeah, not too...
I'm just destroying the... I told him I wouldn't do that, but I've kicked the light over. We've seen your videos. We're big fans, and you're good at what you do, but, right, if you want the big views, you have to become a happy, chappy vlogger.
I'm not a traditional vlogger,
no,
am I, Jack?
Not really.
No.
But we're going to teach you how to be one.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
I need that.
So after every marshmallow...
You have to say it proper, like, catch you later!
Catch you later!
Yeah, well, however you say, give a lot of...
Okay.
So we'll pass the bottle back to you, Emma. And you're about to play the Catch You Later Challenge.
Which is the same thing, but with my catchphrase.
Indeed.
Exactamundo!
Go, go, go.
Right.
Go.
Oh,
dun, 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 dun,
okay.
Dun. One.
Wow.
Oh, she's opening up her cheek for the listeners.
That's a different website. Okay.
Oh, God.
Ah, it's already hurting. Catch you later. Okay, one.
She does the voice. I'm fanboying so hard.
Don't make this
That's weird.
Weird.
Sorry.
Really weird.
Sorry.
I'm patting. Oh my God, expanding in my mouth.
Oh, this is good.
Catch you later. There's too many innuendos on this already.
That's highbrow comedy here on the Jack Mate Show.
You're gonna have to pass that paper to me in a minute. These are going everywhere.
I might need a paper as well.
You do not want to see this paper, I assure
I
you.
Did I
spit in a bug roll?
Three.
These are massive marshmallows.
That's three.
Okay, hang on. Catch you later.
Oh, to all of Emma's listeners tuning in today, She's doing very well.
I can still hear what I'm saying.
Because you have got a little mouth as well.
Mm. So. And I guess the trick is you can't chew. You're not allowed to chew.
No, you're not allowed to chew.
That'd be very easy.
That'd just be eating.
The eating challenge.
No chewing, no digesting.
Okay. No.
Let's go for four.
Go on. Four.
Oh. Yeah, there it is.
Oh.
Oh, there's a splash zone. There's a splash zone.
Yeah, I'm so okay with that though. Go on.
You've got this.
Who are you going to catch? Go on.
This is?
Are you out?
Mm.
Oh, she's out.
That's
the name. Sylvester Stallone's turned up. Yeah, four. That'll do. Let's watch her spit it out. Can we slow-mo this? Oh, she's gone under the desk to do it. Right, right, now it's time for
that was
the...
awful.
This is time for Good Cop, Bad Cop. We're about to interrogate you like you've never been interrogated before.
Jeez, okay.
Are you ready for this?
I'm pretty scared.
You should be scared.
It's viral interrogation.
It is viral interrogation. Thanks for that, Noza.
What's your full name?
Emma Louise Blackery.
Oh, that's a nice name. Did you choose that yourself?
No.
What kind of videos you do then?
Comedy stuff.
How many subscribers you got?
1.1 million.
Oh, very impressive. Would you swap them for 100 grand?
No.
What video are you most proud of?
None of them.
Ever done a video of a big time celeb?
No.
When did you start uploading?
2012.
You ever thought about doing a Vine? I hear it's all the rage with the kids these days.
No, I'd be terrible at Vines.
Have you ever done a tweet?
Yes, I've tweeted. Yes, I have.
You ever poked someone on Facebook, have ya?
No, I think pokes are awful.
Have you ever Instagrammed a salad?
No.
I bet you've tumbled a kitten, ain't ya?
I don't know what you just said.
Neither do I.
I bet you've tumbled a kitten.
I bet you
don't. Don't get cheeky with me or you'll be out. I bet you've put a picture of a kitten on Tumblr.
No.
Okay.
Do you have a name for your fan base?
No.
Call them deluded, I would. The Jack Mate Show on FUBAR Radio.